You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. More than 250,000 California public school students are homeless that we know about. And when education reporter Lee Romney joined us at KALW more than 2 years ago, that's the story she dug into first. She learned that not having a fixed address really impacts how kids fare in the classroom. And she introduced us to this 10-year-old boy and his mom.
It's 6 a.m., but Nassim's 22 miles and three counties away from his school.
Is your grandma sleeping?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Okay. Yeah, so I figured you guys have to be kind of quiet.
After they'd lost their housing, they moved into Nassim's great-grandma's one-bedroom apartment in South San Francisco, and he and his mom commuted 4 hours a day by foot and on BART so he could stay in the Oakland Unified School that knew and cared about him.
All right. So we got to start on Harry.
It turned out Nassim's mom didn't know that federal law guarantees homeless students help with transportation costs to and from school and a lot more. Staff at Nassim's school were in the dark, too. They didn't realize they were supposed to flag the district about Nassim's housing situation. Well, those were not isolated problems. A recent state audit found districts across California are undercounting their homeless students. And Lee is back here with me to talk about it. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Hannah.
So tell us about this federal law.
It's called the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, and it's actually been around for more than three decades. So students with unstable housing are way more likely to miss school and drop out. So this law was designed to guarantee them educational stability. Mm-hmm. And what that looks like, you know, school districts are required to cover transportation costs so homeless kids can stay in the same school, like mm-hmm. Nassim. And they're also supposed to provide school supplies and tutoring and connect families to food pantries and potentially to housing. And so it's quite a bit.
Okay. So are we talking about students who are sleeping outside or in shelters, or who are we talking about?
Well, actually, the U.S. Department of Education's definition is much broader than that. It also considers students homeless if they're living in a motel or doubled up with other families because of hardship, or like Nassim, sleeping on a relative's floor.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about the California audit. What did it set out to do?
Well, for starters, to dig into the homeless student numbers and figure out why there seemed to be an undercount.
So someone already suspected there was an undercount.
Yes. Uh-huh. Three assembly members, including San Francisco Democrat David Chu, requested this audit. And Chu told me he knew something was wrong with last year's data.
It showed that a quarter of all schools, 400 districts, reported identifying exactly zero homeless students. Several of my legislative colleagues and I knew that simply could not be possible given the intense housing and homelessness crisis we're seeing.
So that's nearly 2,700 schools, and a lot of them are in urban areas with super high housing costs, all reporting zero.
Okay, very suspicious. What did the audit find?
Well, the state auditor picked five districts and one charter high school to really drill down on, and they were chosen to reflect California geographically and demographically. Mm-hmm. Four of these six places, it turned out, had identified a very small number of students as homeless, well below what experts say districts should expect. So the audit explored why. Here's Chu again.
What we found is that local schools are completely under-identifying students who are experiencing homelessness. Best practices are not being followed. Staff are not being appropriately trained. Public information is not being disseminated.
And the audit found the California Department of Education isn't doing a good job making sure that districts comply with the federal law, McKinney-Vento.
Mm-hmm. And did it identify anything districts were doing right?
Actually, yes, through a pretty interesting comparison. So Vallejo City Unified School District, the only Bay Area district in the mix, had a likely undercount. But meanwhile, an L.A. County district that matches up demographically with Vallejo identified nine times as many of its economically disadvantaged students as homeless.
Nine times. Why? Do we know?
Well, it turns out that L.A. County District dedicates way more staff hours to its McKinney-Vento program than Vallejo. Mm. And the audit also found it does more to get students and families services by collaborating with nonprofits. And lo and behold, Students identified as homeless in that district had much higher graduation rates and lower absenteeism rates than Vallejo's.
So McKinney-Vento requires outreach to families. What does that look like?
Well, for starters, districts need to give families a questionnaire at least annually that asks delicately about their housing situation.
Delicately, how does that? Because I would imagine a lot of the underreporting or undercounting has to do with people just, you know, being embarrassed and not coming out and saying they are without a home.
Yeah, there's such a stigma, and this definition is so broad that sometimes families don't define themselves that way.
Right.
So one of the things they checked is don't use the word homeless.
Uh-huh.
So to try to ascertain, are families, do they have a fixed address? Are they moving around a lot? That still qualifies you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So two districts in the audit weren't even doing a questionnaire. And the law, in addition to the questionnaire, also requires districts to put up posters about families' legal rights under this law in places like shelters and food pantries and laundromats, mm-hmm. just letting them know that this law exists and that they have rights, you know, and not to be afraid to report.
Right.
So only one district was doing that. And they're supposed to, you know, make sure that all school teachers and administrators are trained in addition to cafeteria workers and other support staff, so they all know when to refer a family or unaccompanied youth to the district's McKinney-Vento office. Mm-hmm. And the audit found that a lot of school staff didn't seem to know much, if anything, about the law.
So what kind of changes might come out of this audit?
Well, on the state level, the audit recommends the California Department of Ed improve its oversight in a big way, as well as its training and its support of districts.
Okay. And how about Nassim and his mom? How are they doing?
Well, Nassim is now part of Oakland Unified's homeless count, and they've gotten some help with bus passes, and they're on a subsidized housing wait list now, mm-hmm. in Solano County, but still. Nassim's in seventh grade now, okay. in an Oakland Unified middle school. But the bad news is they still don't have stable housing. So they've bounced around a lot. And mom told me Nassim's grades have suffered quite a bit during those transitions.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Lee Romney's KALW's education reporter. You can reach her at education@kalw.org.